This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've discovered another personality flaw of mine.
Oh.
Shall we explore it?
Yes.
Okay.
You were there when I discovered it.
Which one?
Tiak, I don't know. I know you took improv classes in like high school and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was more just in the group. It wasn't really a class. It was just...
So I want you to pretend that we're at a bar or a restaurant. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me try it this way. Welcome to Culver's. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Yes. Great to be back.
Never mind. Aaron, welcome to Fascinations. How can I help you?
Oh, my gosh. First off, I'm offended.
No, I mean, like, here's what I discovered.
What?
I have a different voice when I talk to customer service people, and that other voice is incredibly effeminate.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
You've seen me do that. Why do I do that?
We all have a customer service voice for
he
sure.
He didn't just now, or was he not improving right? Because it's just like, oh hi.
You didn't
I guess I'll
the
take the. I go higher. Yeah. I lisp a little tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my hands right now. Look where my hands are.
Yeah.
I am David from Schitt's Creek right now. I'm just like, okay. Here's what we're gonna do, like.
Yeah, you do. You kind of order that way.
Yes.
Too.
I've only seen it though at places that we've been to where we know the bartenders, the servers.
But okay, let's pretend I'm coming out of the bathroom and you're coming into the bathroom, and
okay.
we like almost bump into each other. What are you gonna say?
Oh, pardon me.
Okay, the ope was close the whole time. Oh. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I can't.
But you when I interact you will do an ope.
I
gotta get an ope in there.
But like I'm look at my hands.
Yeah. They flew up.
I don't know.
They did.
It's a very strange thing that like
I feel like I am more polite. I'm overly like thank you. Hello. Like enunciating
yes,
polite.
Yes.
But is this your version of politeness?
I don't know.
I guess.
I think it is.
But
because you do, you're like, you're not like threatening or anything. You're kind of just being like, I don't know. I'm not threatening. You know, like, I'm just,
I mean, okay. Where else do you have a weird voice? Like, I know you probably have one of these, Aaron. Give me your dog voice.
I do have a dog.
Everybody's
voice.
Everybody's got a T-Act, doesn't it? Because he doesn't love his dogs.
But get off the couch.
Is that your like dad that? Voice?
Is that it?
No, not your Angie voice.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.